You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, the five lies of Islam. Number one, Islam is a religion of love. Two, Islam is a religion of peace. Three, Allah is just another name from God. Four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And five, that the Quran is a holy book. All lies. You know, shortly after the Iranian hostage crisis, popular newscaster Paul Harvey had a very interesting broadcast that most people probably never listened to. I used to listen to Paul Harvey, and I couldn't find the transcript, but this is basically what the broadcast said. Paul says, "We need to understand that these people who took American hostages do not think the way we in the Western world think. We can't reason with them the way we reason with other people. We need to understand how they think and the things they value, and that will help us know how to deal with them." Then Mr. Harvey told about an incident that had happened years prior to that, and he told the story about, for some reason, Muslims wanted to delay trains going through an area, so groups of them would lie down on the railroad tracks. Every day the police would have to come and drag them off, and one by one the trains would then be able to go. But according to Paul Harvey, the authorities there decided to smear pig lard on the railroad tracks because the Muslims think that pork will defile them. They avoided it at all costs, so they just slithered up those tracks where they were laying down with lard, and the Muslims wouldn't come near them. End of the problem. Paul Harvey suggested that maybe America should spray melted pork lard on the cities of Iran if the hostages weren't freed. Well, you know, I think Paul Harvey was right. Muslims don't think the way we think. And non-Muslims who currently speak out in support of Hamas, besides being dumb on purpose, they're ignorant about these people and the so-called Palestinians in general. The pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic people accuse Israel of apartheid and colonization. They get this mistaken notion that the Palestinian Arabs had their own country with their own government, until somehow those evil Zionists invaded their land and drove them out of their homes. But you know, the Palestinian Arabs did not have their own country in that land. There never was a Palestinian Arab nation, nor a Palestinian government ruling from the Holy Land. After the Romans defeated the Jews, they gave this land the name Palestine. That's true, but that name referred to anybody that lived in that area, whether they were Arab, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or something else. A Palestinian was simply somebody that lived in Palestine. And in 1920, the Palestinian flag had a large Jewish Star of David emblazoned on it, similar to Israel's flag today. Did you get that? In 1920, the Palestinian flag had a Jewish Star of David, similar to the Jewish flag today. In the 1800s, most of the Holy Land was a wasteland, and Mark Twain wrote about it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.